This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. I've always found it incredible, but there are people who do work at ice cream counters serving up scoops to people all day who can no longer stomach eating ice cream. That is not the case with this crew. All of us here at Word of Mouth love discovering and listening to audio at work and in our off time, too. Our Overheard segment is a chance to share some of the intriguing and moving and baffling and frequently hilarious stuff that we come across. Today, Word of Mouth executive producer Maureen McMurray and senior producer Taylor Quimby are in the studio. Taylor, let's start with you. What have you got for us today?
So I picked a couple of things that are sort of Olympics related. You know, the Olympics are going on right now. We've been watching them at work, which is sort of exciting on mute. At home, I don't pay for cable, so I've just been watching YouTube videos from the 2012 Olympics, which is great because you can skip to the end. But I have been catching some of the, you know, Olympic memes that have been going around, and I just wanted to play. One was it's just a favorite of mine. It's a couple of Irish guys who won silver in rowing. Their names are Paul and Gary O'Donovan, and after winning, they just did this charming interview with an Irish news station, and it's just so funny. It's just worth playing.
Congratulations, you did us proud today. How are you feeling?
Hi, lads, how are things?
What's your crack?
We're in Riyadh. The background might look superimposed, but it's very real.
It is, yeah.
Certainly.
That's all there.
Lads, listen, Paul, what has the last few hours been like for you?
I've been shook enough now, to be honest, since the racing. I'm a bit tired now and the legs are like jelly, but I suppose we did a bit of celebrating and did the podium thing and got to put on the podium pants as well, so that was quite nice. And saw the mother and the father and a few other people and took a few pictures and that. And then I had to go and do this doping control thing, so I was there for an hour or two trying to take a pee then into a cup for them, so after about 10 litres of water as well, so it's full up now, to be honest. Gary, he's a great crack, though, anyway.
Yeah, he's been busy there. I was running around having a great time signing photographs and autographs and taking pictures, and it's all well and good, you know. We'd be fairly tired now. We haven't had a bite to eat since 2 hours
after
the weigh-in. We had a bread roll with some Nutella. I'm fairly hungry now, but I believe they're on their way with some pizzas for us.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
It's like it's from 1938 until you hear that he's peeing in a cup.
No kidding. There's just something so, I don't know, they're just like super candid. They're just talking about Nutella and, you know, really just took it at face value and just took the time, too, to answer them. I mean, you don't get that sort of stuff in those like little 20-second news clips that you see on NBC.
Which is because they're not all practiced at doing that.
Yeah.
That's what I love.
Yeah. So that's the first one I have. The second is sillier, and it is from 2012. And it was somebody who was watching the Olympic sailing competition and overdubbed his commentary. But it's definitely a comedian. There's not a lot of information on the YouTube video, but it is funny, you know, because if you watch this, you know, this sort of big open body of water, and then there's all these little sailboats that are just, I mean, like, they're just kind of going all over the place. It's really unclear what's happening. And since I have no idea what's happening, it's sort of nice to hear a commentator who reflects that. So
let me play that.
Yeah, there you can hear the Olympic horn being sounded. Signifies there's only 4 minutes left of this race, and it's looking very close. And
he's also Irish.
Very confusing scenes here. We don't know who's in the lead. Is that Russia at the far left? They're ahead of everyone else. Ahead of Norway and Portugal. Some madman there going the wrong way completely. He doesn't know where he's going. Go back, you fool. You're not going to win any medals going that way. Belarus. There. Not so good on the water, it seems. Questionable human rights records as well for that country. Very windy. There's Ireland in the background. Watch the f***ing head. Nearly got twatted with the sail again. There we have Team GB, led by Steven Spielberg. He's taking notes there. A couple of the lads on the phones to probably wives and children or other film producers. I don't know why he's there. Is that the finish line?
I love it.
So this, yeah, this whole video is just—it's so funny because I have no idea what they're doing, and it's just—it's perfect.
All right, Maureen, what have you got?
So I have some audio.
After all that frivolity, what have you got?
All this frivolity. I have one from a radio producer. His name is Scott Carrier. He's been an independent radio producer for many, many years. Worked at NPR way back in the day with Alex Chadwick. Just has a really, really unique original voice. And he started a podcast last year called Home of the Brave. And he's been covering the election, the presidential election. And he's gone to the Democratic National Convention and also the Republican National Convention. But what you really hear from him is that when he goes to these conventions, he has no interest in getting inside to hear what the candidates necessarily have to say. But he just hangs out completely on the outside to talk to the protesters and to the supporters to get a sense of, you know, what's making them tick. What do they think about the candidates and the election? And the production style is it's almost like you're with him along the way as he experiences the scene. So to get a sense of it, the first clip, this is actually how his latest podcast about the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, how it started.
Let your power rain down. Let your love rain down. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
Welcome to Home of the Brave. I'm Scott Carrier.
So weird, right? You just you hear it and you're just like, okay, this is not going to be like any of the coverage that I've been getting from the mainstream news or anything. I mean, he is going there where he really wants to kind of get to stories that you are not hearing on the radio. And what I really like about him is that his line of questioning, he just comes up to people and you know immediately where he stands on issues, but you can sense that he genuinely wants to connect with the people that he's talking to. Here's another clip of him interacting with some people outside of the Republican National Convention.
Okay, you just told him your name, but can you tell me your name?
Dan Stevenson.
And what's the group you're with?
West Ohio Minutemen.
And could you describe the things you have on your vest here, the things you're carrying?
Armor plates, AK-47, Glock 17, and mags, ammo.
These are mags here on your vest?
Yes, sir.
In front of a flag. And then what are these vials here?
Them's just light sticks.
Light sticks?
Yes, sir.
And a pair of scissors?
That's a tourniquet.
Oh, for a tourniquet?
Yes, sir.
So, this is upsetting to me, you guys showing up with guns.
Sir?
I think that's complete bull.
Is it? Why?
Because you're just inciting
fear. Well,
that's your
constitutional right. Nobody should fear us. We're good American citizens.
Why shouldn't
we hurt
you
nobody.
Look scary as hell, man.
Huh?
You look frightening as hell.
If I look
scary.
So frightening, how's come everybody's walking up to us, shaking their hands and having a good time and
I haven't seen
thanking
show
us?
Show me where that happens. Show
okay.
me that.
Are you afraid of me, sir? Are you afraid with guys with guns?
Over here?
Yes. Sir.
No.
Oh, come on. You're from Poland.
I'm not.
You're not afraid of these guys?
No.
A little bit?
Not now? No.
But you know what, sir?
I don't know.
I would step in front of a bullet for this man.
Oh, that's just horse.
Him
that's
or you.
Horseshit.
I'd do it for
but
you.
But I can understand some people
you
may feel afraid.
So?
I don't know.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry you don't.
So there's a lot of that.
So there's no desire not only to be neutral, but even to incite. That's interesting.
Yeah, he just, again, you just feel like you're suddenly with a friend or someone, you know, you may not even agree with him and just sort of experiencing these protests and the mayhem as it happens. But you'll drop in and you'll hear all of this chaos and you may hear, I think in this episode, you would hear someone chanting, "All lives matter, all lives matter." And he will actually go up and pull that person out and be like, "So you were just chanting that. What's that all about?" And then go to the other side and people will be chanting, you know, "Black Lives Matter." And he'll just find that individual and kind of cut through the noise to get their story. It's just really remarkable.
Well, I brought a kind of, I guess, moment of zen. After the last couple overheards, I felt like I was laying down this kind of heavy audio about, you know, big issues. So this is an art installation, and this guy actually started doing them in inflatable bowls, but now he's gotten really big, and, you know, like this is at some big, in Sao Paulo at an art museum. He's got three pools, and he just puts porcelain bowls in them, and they just move around and clank around. Somebody sent this video around the other day, and I remember, like, I know who this guy is. He was at the Peabody Essex Museum down in Salem a couple of years ago. He did an installation, but just to tell you who he is, his name is Céleste Boussier-Mougenot. He is French, if you can't guess, from Nice, probably late 50s, really energetic guy, and he was really wanted to be a musician when he was young, and he was severely dyslexic, so couldn't get charts and couldn't, like, figure out how to play stuff. So he has decided to kind of, like, find the music in the universe, so to speak. And at the Peabody Essex Museum, he put out all these live electric guitars and had a room with 70 pairs of zebra finches.
Whoa.
And they just landed on the guitar. So Taylor, you can play a little bit of that finch one. That's when they all hop on, like all the finches hop on. But I just love the concept of it. In this I think is one little finch. He's got a twig and he's got it caught in the strings and he starts fighting with it.
Do you think the birds, like, knew the cause and effect?
You know, I actually wondered about that. Did any of them find themselves sort of like, oh, I like this sound that I'm this, you know, or feel the vibration or something like that?
It feels powerful to wield an electric guitar, let's face it.
Well, and that was his thing. He wanted to be a guitarist. But he figured out a way to make music.
I love it.
Word of Mouth's executive producer Maureen McMurray and senior producer Taylor Quimby here with me for our regular feature, Overheard. You can find a full list of our audio picks at wordofmouthradio.org.